This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Thank you so much, Frank Jacobs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May God awesomely bless you. And thank you for always choosing us as Radio Pulpit. We feel honored to be part of your family. Thank you for allowing us in your space. And now we're just wrapping up with Pastor Angie Campos Real. And now, Pastor Angie, the question was, how do I pray for more business?
How do you pray for more business? Well, you know, we pray and we ask. I think that, you know, that's a fairly simple question. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. And we pray in line with the Word of God. Mm. And again, when we pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in our intercession, in our prayer, so that we are praying, you know, in line with the Word of God. And so, again, in all things that we do, let us be led by the Holy Spirit. Let us, yes.
All right. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Yourself, Sister Bonnie.
Sikhona Babunkosi, welcome.
Amen. Pastor, how are you there, Pastor?
I'm well. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Sibongile.
Yes, sir.
Kuna family member, ebuze ukuthi uyithandazela kanjani i-business.
Yes.
Ngicela uvule Deuteronomy 20.
Okay, Deuteronomy 20. I'm running there, Babu Nkosi. Come on. Deuteronomy 20, verse
5.
Then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, what man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicated it. Should I go down?
Amen. No, I'm going to stop at that.
Okay.
This Bongile, in business, we dedicate.
Ah.
We dedicate to uNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Ibeka ekaNkulunkulu. Then bese soyibhadalela ithithi.
Okay.
Uqedile, asikho isidingo sokuyikhulekela.
All right.
Why dedicate, why bhadalela ithithi ekaNkulunkulu, asikho isidingo sokuyikhulekela.
All right. It doesn't belong to you.
Yebo.
Wow. So you've handed it over.
Yebo. Uyayithatha uyiphindisela kuNkulunkulu, then every month every time we keep it tight yayo. Uqedile sisibonile.
Wow. Yo.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi.
Amen.
Babu Nkosi was answering the question, how do I pray for my business? And he says, taking us to the book of Deuteronomy 20, verse 5, he says, you dedicate your business to the Lord. You start giving tithes from your business, for your business, every month. You don't need to pray anymore. You have given it to the Lord when you dedicated it. It belongs to the Lord. You take all directions from Him. You take all the guidance from Him. And he says, that's how you pray for your business. And Pastor Angie, you were responding to more business, right?
Amen. And that was actually the topic that we discussed quite in depth last week, you know, was how I dedicated David to the Lord when he was, you know, just 1 week old, and present your business before the Lord. You know, register your business in the heavenlies. Give it to Him. If it belongs to Him, He'll provide for it. He'll protect it. He'll take care of it. And most importantly, you know, I keep on coming back to this. Remember your covenant. In the book of Deuteronomy, you know, it is said that it is the Lord who gives us the ability to create wealth.
Yes.
Yes. The ability to create wealth. The ability, the skills, the gifts, the ideas. The skills, the gifts, the ideas, the abilities, the anointing is what we need to be able to create wealth. Like I always say, you know, brown envelopes with money are not going to come fluttering down from heaven. Seek God for ideas. seek God, what is the gap in this company? Well, I work in a company. One of the first things when I joined the company was, Lord, what is the gap? Make yourself relevant. We were talking about relevance. Mm-hmm. You wanted to know, you know, someone wanted to know, how do you know what business you should pursue? What idea you should pursue? Is it relevant? If it's not relevant, nobody's going to buy into it. Find out what is the gap, what is lacking in the marketplace, what is lacking in my company, what is lacking, what is needed, and fill the gap. If something is relevant, God will give you an idea for it, and if it's relevant, then that's the one you go with. But if it's not relevant, you know, nobody needs it, nobody's going to buy it.
Sure. Lucas says, absolutely, amen. The rule of standard, above all, should be the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Lucas.
Amen. That's the secret to my success. I can't, you know, there's nothing else I can say. The two things that I believe has made me successful, that everything my hands touch. I mean, I've had challenges, I've fallen, and God has lifted me up, and I've been highly successful in a number of things that God has called me to do. I've learned from those things. What have I taken out of it? Number one, do everything by the Holy Spirit. Unless the Lord builds, He builds the house, He builds the vision, He builds the dreams, the labor will labor in vain. Number two, most importantly, understand your covenant. It is God who gives us the ability, the skills, the gifts, the knowledge, the wisdom, the guidance to be able to create wealth, to establish His covenant with us. Wealth is part of our covenant. When you walk in covenant, you will have gifts, skills and abilities and anointing to be able to create wealth. Don't be hasty. You don't have to rush into anything. Register that business, start that idea, write that book. Just put a title of the book on your laptop and give it to God. And let Him direct you in the right time, in the right season. He will make it come to pass.
Yeah, He will bring it to fruition. All right.
He will bring it.
Brent's
wealth is part of God's covenant with us. You have to walk in wealth. Walk in wealth.
So Brent says, hi, Sibongile and Pastor Angie. I'm really in a bad space and battling to hear the Lord, Holy Spirit. All is shaken and in pieces. What do we say to him? Because I believe he needs quietness right now for him to be able to can hear the Lord, Holy Spirit speaking to him in the space that he or she's in. What do we say to them?
He says all has been taken from him.
All is shaken and in pieces. I'm really in a bad space and battling to hear the Lord, Holy Spirit.
I think that's a difficult place for each and every one of us to be in. And when I'm in a position where I feel like I'm unable to hear from God, my emotions have taken over my spirit, where I feel depressed, I feel anxious, I feel sad, I feel suicidal, things are not going my way. I've been there. I've been through a lot of things in my life that have shaken me as well. One of the things I've done as a rule of thumb is I surround myself with people who can encourage me and uplift me when I am weak. You know, the battle is the Lord's, and I learned the manifestation of the scripture in my own life. When I was going through things, I learned that God sends people. He sends people as human angels, people in the shape of angels, who come and lift me up when I am weak. Because we are not an island. Man is not an island. We need fellowship. We need one another. We need to know that we are still loved. We are validated. We are accepted. We are not alone. I was going through a difficult time a few weeks ago. It was really difficult. And I reached out to one or two people. Not one of them. You know, each and every person wanted to give me advice. Not one person just said, you are not alone, Ange. You are not alone. I'm here. I will pray with you if you need to talk. You know, just know that you have me. I'm not alone. And I messaged both of those people back, and I said, I don't need advice now. Right now. What I need right now was for you to just let me know that you were there. Mm-hmm. Read a room and understand when somebody needs lecturing and preaching to and when somebody just needs comfort. Mm-hmm. And my advice to you, beloved, is when you're in a situation like this, just reach out. Reach out to your spiritual leaders. Reach out to your family members. Do not isolate yourself. When you are unable to pray, ask intercessors to stand in the gap and pray for you. That's right. What we are here for, to bear up one another's burdens. Don't, you are not alone. There are people who love you. And don't allow the enemy to lie to you. Mm. He will lie to you. Don't allow him to lie to you. You are not alone in this. The battle is the Lord's, and he will send you angels who will lift you up.
What do we say in closure, Pastor Ange? And thank you so much for ministering to us all the way from Namibia. What do we say in closure?
All the way from Namibia. Yes, it's been a hectic couple of weeks for me. I'm a little bit exhausted, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity to be with you. As always, I love you very much, Sibyl Gela. I love the family of Radio Pulpit. And no matter where I am in the world, even if we have technical problems, we'll sort it out and we'll do what God needs us to do. And so with lots of love from Namibia, I just took some time off from my meetings in the boardroom, just connect with the family, because this message is important to me. Mm. It is important to me that people know that God doesn't want you to struggle financially, that you are in covenant with the Lord, that he gives you skills and abilities and anointing and gifts. You just need to walk with him. You need to talk to him. If you've fallen before, stand up. It's not easy, but stand up. All the years that the locusts have stolen,
eaten, yes.
If you just stand up, God will restore it to you. I'm living evidence of that. And I want to end on this note. When it comes to business, when it comes to finances, you need to understand this is not a prosperity message. This is a warfare message. You know, when the enemy has to release finances from the kingdom of darkness, he's going to fight. You've got to go in there with a warring attitude. And you've got to take a stand and you've got to say, I know who I am. I know who's inside of me, because everything that you need to be successful is inside of you. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. The kingdom of God is inside of you. The word of God is inside of you. You don't have to look outside. Just look inside for everything, the gifts, the ideas, the anointing for warfare, the anointing to break through. Mm. Everything that you need is inside of you through the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of God that lives inside of you. But if you are going to break through in the area of your finances, you've got to contend for it. You've got to contend for that finances. You've got to contend using the word of God. You've got to wage a good warfare. You've got to fast. You've got to pray. You've got to stand on the word of God. And you've got to act in faith. When God says act, act. Move. When the cloud moves, when the fire moves, move. Because the enemy will not easily release that wealth. He's tried to kill me many times because of this message, because he doesn't want this message to reach people. I've had to contend. I've had to fight every step of the way for everything that God has given to me. So if you're not ready to fight, you will never see the breakthrough. You've got to wage a good warfare to take the wealth out of the hands of the sinner and bring it into your hands for the purpose of the extension of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the establishment of his covenant on earth and in your life.
Wow. Thank you so much, my queen. And I'm going to allow you to pray for God's people, where their businesses are concerned, where their business ideas are concerned as well. Can you take us through that?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you as we come to you in the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in our life, Holy Spirit. It is the sons of God that are led by the Spirit of God. Joseph was only successful because of your Spirit that was with him. Daniel, David, and even our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, could only be successful because of your presence, Holy Spirit. If they needed your presence, how much more do we need you? Your word says, Jesus, you have said to ask, which father, when his child asks for fish, will give a serpent, and asks for bread, will give a rock? How much more will our Father in heaven give of us the Holy Spirit if we ask? We are asking today, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Give us ideas for business. Stir up the gifts inside of us. Pour out your anointing to establish the covenant and create wealth in our lives. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom in all things. Partner with us. Open the doors that you want open. Shut the doors that you want shut. Make provision. Protect. And lead and guide us. Oh, we love you, Holy Spirit. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we just receive you right now. Come. Come and fill us with your presence, Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us, just fill us right now. Fill us, fill us, fill us with your presence. Destroy yokes and lift burdens. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon my life, and He has anointed me to set the captives free. Be free. Be free right now as you receive the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, for you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome, mighty, wonderful, beautiful Holy Spirit. Father, we pray all of this in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ange, for ministering to the family. We love you so much, my queen. May the Lord keep keeping you. And come back to us safe, all right? Come back to us. You belong to us. Hi, Bo. Namibia shouldn't be too excited.
Namibia shouldn't be too excited. Next week Monday, I'll be back in South Africa and with our family. I love you all.
Oh, and there's a family member who's asking.
And my success.
There's a family member who's asking, is there prayer tonight, Pastor Ange?
Every second Monday. So next week, Monday, we will be praying together.
All right. All right. So family, you've heard. And you can contact Pastor Ange via WhatsApp. Am I correct, my queen? If they want to know more about that as well.
Yes.
All righty then. So yes, come back to us very safe. We love you. Have a blessed one. May the Lord's hand be upon you always. And yes, bye, my queen. And yes, my family, if you'd like to be in contact with her, she is available on her WhatsApp number 082-518-3768. 082-518-3762. You can get hold of her on those numbers, but do remember she's not in the country, so you will have to send a WhatsApp to 082-518-3762. She is Angie Campos Real on all socials. Angie Campos Real on all socials.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.